living longer and staying healthier. It's Healthy Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. Here's your host, Dr. Mike.
So the word is out. The flu vaccine this year may not be working as well. That's from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC. So I want to talk a little bit about what we need to be doing to protect ourselves this year, and why I think this is an important conversation, because the strain of flu virus that is out there currently has always been a pretty nasty strain, a strain that has led to a lot of hospitalization and even death. So I want to give you some natural ways to protect yourself during the cold and flu season. But I pulled this from CNN.com. It was published December 10th, 2014. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has advised doctors this year's flu vaccine is not as effective because the current strain of the virus has mutated. And I'll explain that in a moment. Let me just go on and read this because there's some really good information in this report. The CDC researchers are worried that with this particular strain of the virus, the one that's out there now and we're not protected against, could have more severe hospitalizations and even deaths. The advisory sent Wednesday said 52% of the 85 influenza virus samples collected and analyzed from October 1st through November 22nd were different than the virus strains included in this year's vaccine, indicating a mutation or drift of the strain. Again, I'll explain that in a moment. The most common strain of the virus reported so far, you know, the virus that's out in the community, is influenza A, H3N2. In the past, this strain has been linked to higher rates of hospitalization and death, especially for those at high risk for complications, which is usually the very young, the elderly, and those with chronic health conditions such as asthma or heart problems. Overall, flu activity across the country is currently low, according to the latest flu outbreak data from the CDC. But they are worried about this strain. And again, that was from CNN.com, December 10th, 2014. So let's talk about what's going on. Every year, usually around early summer, the CDC starts looking at which flu viruses are circulating in the southern hemisphere because that's their winter months. And kind of based on what's traveling around there, they decide what they're going to include in the flu vaccine. And so now there are two types of vaccines people can get. There is what's called the trivalent vaccine, which means it has three strains, tri. And then there's the nasal one, which is quadrivalent. That's four. Most people get the trivalent strain. Now, all the vaccines, whether it's trivalent or quadrivalent, have the following three strains included in the vaccine. There's the H1N1. There is the H3N2. And then there's a different form of influenza called type B that's included. So here's what's interesting. The CDC did a good job. I mean, they recognized that this H3N2 strain of the flu is out there. They saw that last summer in the southern hemisphere. They said we got to include this in the new vaccine coming out for the 2014-2015 cold and flu season. We got to get that in the vaccine. They did that. They did a good job. But here's what happens. Sometimes when they recognize a certain strain in the communities traveling around, like H3N2, by the time they make the vaccine, that strain in the communities mutates. It's still H3N2, but it changes just enough to where that to where the strain in the vaccine is not as effective. So the CDC did a good job. They included the H3N2 in the trivalent and quadrivalent vaccines. That's great. But what happened is something that they really can't predict. It just happens. My bachelor degree is in microbiology. I studied a lot about mutations in bacteria and viruses, how different strains develop. And it's really almost impossible to predict whether or not a flu virus is going to change a little bit between the time that they make the vaccine and when we actually give it to people. And that's what happened. The strain that we're seeing in the northern hemisphere now, in the United States specifically, is H3N2. It was included in the vaccine, but it's changed just enough so that the vaccine is not protecting against this specific strain. The bad news is that this strain, H3N2, is an aggressive flu strain. So that is what it is. There is an aggressive strain of flu virus, H3N2, that is in the Northern Hemisphere right now. It's bad news for people who are young, older, say over 65, and people with chronic illnesses like diabetes, asthma, heart disease. What it means is that the vaccine that you may have, got, it may not be protecting against this H3N2 that can be quite aggressive in the Northern Hemisphere right now. So now I wanted to address that because a common question that I get is, well, okay, if the vaccine's not working as well, why does the CDC, why do the drug companies continue to promote the vaccine? I mean, there's commercials all over the place. Get vaccinated. Go see your doctor. They're probably going to talk about getting vaccinated. So people are asking me, well, why? I mean, if the vaccine's not working as well, why? Well, remember, there's other strains in the vaccine that it is protecting against. There's the H1N1, there's also the type B influenza. Those are all in the vaccine as well. And at this point, in the community, those haven't mutated. So the vaccine does offer some protection. It's just against that specific strain that changed just a little, H3N2. Okay, so what are you going to do? I don't really want to talk about young, kids, 3, 4, 5, but I want to focus more on adults, people with chronic illnesses. If you have diabetes, if you have asthma, heart disease, you are one population that I do always recommend the flu vaccine for. I don't think the flu vaccine has to be used by everybody. I personally don't use it. I do other natural things to boost my immunity during this time of the year. So if you have asthma, you have heart disease, diabetes, those kind of things, you still should get the vaccine, by the way, because there's those other strains, right? And so we got that covered. But what are some of the other things you can do to boost your immunity? Well, first of all, don't forget the basics. Make sure you get a good multivitamin going every day, the omega-3 oils, probiotics, they don't just support your gut, they also support your immunity, and then CoQ10. Which is an energy supplement that every cell in your body, including immune cells, need. So make sure you got those four foundational basic products going. Once you've got that going, I'm going to suggest a few things here. The first suggestion is going to be reishi mushroom extract. One of my favorites. Reishi mushroom is protective. It doesn't really fight the virus, but it's going to boost your immune system. And it focuses on one real type of powerful immune cell called a natural killer cell. I've talked about these cells on the show before. Natural killer cells have an ability just to kind of attack viruses without having to go through all these steps of activation that other immune cells have to go through. So reishi mushroom boosts natural killer cells, which then allows you to fight viruses better. So you want a lot of natural killer cells floating around your bloodstream this time of the year. Reishi mushroom extract is a great way to do that. If you feel sick, you start to feel achy, something's maybe coming on, there's people around you getting sick, another one you can do is enzymatically modified rice bran. Enzymatically modified rice bran. It's the fibers from the rice bran are broken up into smaller pieces. There was one study published in Cancer Immunology and Immunotherapy in 2013 that showed that enzymatically modified rice bran can increase the activity of these natural killer cells by 84%. That's what you want. So reishi mushroom, an enzymatically modified rice bran, great way to boost those natural killer cells that kind of patrol your bloodstream for viruses. The third one I want to mention is one you may not have heard. It's called Sustanch. It's known as the ginseng of the desert. I love that. Sustanch actually will boost T-cell production, which T-cells play a major role in fighting viruses. So that's reishi, enzymatically modified rice bran, and Sustanch extract. Check those out to protect yourself during the cold and flu season. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.